It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Mark chapter 6 and verse 13. We read that disciples anointed with oil many that they were sick and healed them. Anointing with the oil, this is not a new thing. In the Old Testament, they use anointing oil for anointing the priests, prophets, and kings. They use oil also anointing for sick. And I believe that Jesus Christ told his disciples, when you go and preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, lay hands on sick and they will recover. Not only that, anoint people with oil and they will be healed. And here we see the example that disciples were anointing people with oil and many people got healed. James also tells people, if you are sick, call the elders of the church and they will anoint you with oil and you will be healed. You can read that in James chapter 5, verse 14 to 18. Now James tells the people, he's talking to the church people, if you are sick, call the elder of the church. When you say elder of the church, means pastor or deacon. James says, when you go, pray for one another and confess your sins to one another. Because if you have sin in your life, the sickness and disease will not be healed. If you read Mark chapter 11 and start reading from verse 22 to 24. 22 verse says, have faith in God. Without faith in God, you cannot get healed. And even though you believe in God, you have to do certain things. Whatever you pray, the word of God says, or say in your heart, you believe what you said, and you received what you said, and you will have what you said. You can move the mountains. You can do great things by faith. But when you come to the verse 24, Mark 11, 24, he says, when you praying, and if you remember that you did something wrong to somebody, or you did not forgive somebody, or you keeping grudge in your heart, confess, ask forgiveness, then only God will forgive you and heal you. Same way James is saying, if you, both of you, who prays for somebody or who is asking prayer, they both has to have a good conscience. The word of God says, if your heart condemns you, you will not have confidence towards God. And if our heart doesn't condemn us, then our conscience are clear. God will heal us. But if our heart condemns us, then we have to ask forgiveness to God. So James says, The righteous man's prayer availeth much. That means if you are not a righteous person, you cannot pray for somebody. There are people praying for somebody and they are not even born again. And then they said, I prayed and nothing happens, so I do not pray anymore. God always answers prayer. But the prayer should be according to the Word of God. The Word of God says, if sinner prays to God, his prayer is abomination to God. God only hears the sinner's prayer, forgive my sins, come into my heart, be my Lord and be my Savior. That's the only sinner's prayer God hears. If sinners start praying for sick people, they will not be healed. If he start casting their demons, those demons will jump on him. So, if you are not a Christian, if you are not a born-again child of God, if you are not living clean and holy life, don't practice praying for people. It will damage you more. So here James is saying, righteous man's prayer availeth much. Now someone would say, I am not a righteous person, or nobody is righteous. Jesus Christ came into this world. He took our sickness, disease, and sin, and he washed us with his precious blood. Once Jesus washes us with his precious blood, the blood makes us righteous. Righteous means you have right standing with God. So once we confess our sins and ask forgiveness, Jesus Christ's blood washes away our sins. And then we have righteousness of God. So now we can pray for others. The Word of God says, our own righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of God. But our righteousness in Jesus Christ is precious in the sight of God. So now we have authority to pray for others. And James says, when you pray for somebody like that, with the righteousness, with faith, with confessing your sins to each other, and praying by faith, he said God will forgive that person who is sick, and even though that person is dying, he will raise him from the deathbed. I have seen people on the deathbed. I'll give an example. There was a one man and his wife, they used to come to church. And wife will come and husband starts saying bye to her wife and he will go away. One day I said to him, sir, why don't you come in? He said, I do not believe in Jesus. I just believe in supreme power. I said, sir, one day you will believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But he didn't pay attention and he just left. Some days later, he was dying in the hospital. His wife called me. She said, Pastor Peter, please come to hospital. Because doctor said, my husband will die within 1.5 hours. I said to her, even though I would have a helicopter, I would not be able to make it within 1.5 hours. And not only that, your husband doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. She said, now he will believe in Jesus. So she gave the telephone to her husband. And I said to him, sir, do you believe Jesus can heal you now? He said, yes. I said, you have to ask forgiveness to Jesus Christ. Invite Jesus Christ into your heart. He will forgive your sins. And you will see the power of God in your life. Even the doctor told you are going to die. Jesus will give you life and eternal life. I led him to Christ. I prayed for him. Jesus healed him. He came to church, came on the stage, gave me a hug and said, Jesus Christ is my Lord and you are my pastor. What I'm trying to say, 1.5 hour to leave, but Jesus gave him eternal life. St. John chapter 10 verse 10 says, enemy, devil, thief comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. That man got abundant life from Jesus Christ. If God can save that person and heal that person, he can save you and heal you. James says, anoint with oil. Mark says, they anointed with oil. So you can lay hand on sick and they will recover. And you anoint them with the oil and they will recover. One day I prayed for one child. That child was paralyzed waist down. His legs were like a cotton ball. No bones at all. I took the anointing oil, anointed his legs and prayed and gave that oil to his mother. And I told her, anoint him every day in the name of Jesus and your child will be completely healed. And God healed that child completely. Today, he's running around, walking around, and no one would say that child was ever paralyzed. Right now, if you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please touch me and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you ask the forgiveness, your sins are forgiven, and you are a child of God. Let's pray together by faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every one of them. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I call it done. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.